Hi, good morning. We are in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, Taf Rosh Yud Ches Siv Zayin. Kishem Achilim Es Ubar. It's about Achilim. When someone you Meichel a Ubar a Muberes or as a Chayla, someone who's sick, Achilim Oisa Ma'ak. They should start the Shir. That you have to give him. Enough that you do it ma'amad, it's not mitzvah for the shir, because it's a drabbanon, and if you have to be meichel them, then you should do it less than the shir. So it's not mitzvah to a shir of yishuv hadas. Hilchach me'achilim also kishnei shlishi beita benonis. You meichel him 2/3 of a medium egg of yishu. Kedei achilas arba beitzin, you wait a shear of in between of the dala beitzim. Vashsiya yivduchu b'chayla atzva kama hi. Kedei she yisakenu l'tzad echa v'yir k'ma lugmav. Each person his shear m'lo lugmav is different. So a person should check before Yom Kippur, because it's you're talking about Yisur Deraisa. Even though it doesn't say it by Pesach, which the Dalek Krisis, you have to drink Melalugmav, of course, Alkoholim, Melalugmav, if nothing else, you don't say you have to check it, but by Yom Kippur, it's good to check. Now, there's a couple in Yanim here. One is one thing that's brought down is it seems there's a bit of a machlekis. With doing shearing, and the Shavura says that every shear that every achila is a separate heter. Therefore, you have to cheshbon everything, have to cheshbon how much shearing. A person has to know all these things. The rov has to be a bucky and how much to give, when not to give, whatever. So they bring the brisker rov in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Brings from his father, from Chaim. Chaim held that if there's any suffix at all about what to eat and what kol chol sheish bo sakana, that you give me shalachil b'yom kippur kol tzarich of a lo pachas b'kishir. You don't start cheshbon in shirim because you're dealing with nefashos. And this is in Arsameach held the same thing. Held the same way. This is a little bit negative what the Mir Halacha holds. Maybe from B'yashev that you can be Samech. The Lamai says, if it's Chol Shein Bo Sakana and you're only Choshesh, they bring from B'yashev, you're only Choshesh, he's going to come to Sakana. So then, he's feeling faint a bit. Whatever it is, then go ahead. Then you give him Shirim. Anyone who is a chash sakana, nafasha sahakel, and the rabbanim are noig like the Chaim, like the Arsameach, and needs to eat. Don't play around. Person needs to eat. So that's with that. the shirim which are brought down. The shirim which are brought down in the from the stipler and other is that that a kosevet. So I know that Miller he went over the shirim in by Hilchos Achila, but just because I'm the shirim over here a little bit different, that a heter achila is brought down is 30 grams. And shti has 42, meaning that do shiurim should start with less than 30. If you see it's not good enough, then or the doctor needs more, so then you put it up to 38. You cheshbon 38 grams, and if b'di'evad, so you give him up to 48 grams of food to help the bayashiv daitai. And then the longest minute, the longest Achilas Pras we're talking is nine minutes. That's what you should do. If you see that he can't do that, so then You do eight. You cheshven either the shirim are either according to the shirim shel Torah or the stipler are either 8, 7 and a half, 6 minutes, 5 minutes, 4 and a half, and at the lowest is 4 minutes. So if a person, you know, he's doing, you know, he's ill, if you give him a little bit and he seems okay, then you see you can wait, you know, keep an eye on the clock, 9 minutes, great. If you see that it's just after a few minutes, he needs more, so wait 4 minutes. Obviously, if it's, you know, if it's something which is, you know, worse, then okay, we're not dealing, again, we said we're not dealing with that, with shiurim, also muberes. If she's really not feeling well, it's herself. Going into labor is a different cheshbon. If it's bizmano, I don't know. You know, if she goes into actual labor, then you do give her straight to drink. I don't think you don't give a muberes shiurim unless she herself is feeling sick. Ches.
You gave a shiur for shtia before.
Oh, shtia, right? So shtia. A shear for shtia is what they bring is 40. Well, it's a little above. So some say that they have to check. L'chachila should check beforehand. Each person is different. However, the shear which the stipler gives is 42 according to the Chaim Na, 40 according to the Chazon Ish. Whatever 40, you know, whatever he can do. The hefsek is 4 minutes, but we'll see in the second ches. We'll see what the hefsek is. Yashku pachas v'yosu shir yishu yishu ben shtia l'shtia k'leilchias arba beitzim, which is at the least 4 minutes. L'fachas yishu ben shtia l'shtia k'leishir shtia reviz. The lower shir is k'leishir shtia reviz, which is, you know, not that long. Whatever, I don't know, the, you know, it's not very long according to water. If it's wine, it's also a shy whether it's the cheshbon water or wine. About al kapanim, it's not very long. Imam du she'en hashirim halol maspikin lo shachol omer kain on the stop or she didn't stop go b'davar mechil and mashkim and so called tarcho. You see, it's not good, not working, or you know, you don't know, then you just give him what he needs. Miyad, the Rebbe says, don't make cheshbonos. If he looks like he needs it, then just give it to him. Test misha achzel bulmus v'choli shabah machmas rava misimano she'ena kehois eni achalirois l'chid moisad she'ayu ro'ena. The truth is, I never heard of such a thing, but I do remember in the book Gomai San or something like that, there was a point where he was in Russia where he went blind because he was missing some basic nutrients. So I guess being that person can you know, a certain amount of hunger, this whatever, obviously it can affect someone's eyesight. Vim ein sha meichel shaheter machilim oisai meichel iser. And if even akhli chach there's no meichel shaheter, then you just give him meichel iser. Vim yesh kan shnei mini yisurim echad chomor mechaver machilim oisai okal v'chal tchila. And if it's two isurim, one's more chomer, then you give him the kal tchila again, because even from since from bimati or chiv kari, so eating yom kippur, so these are all the chiv vilav. So you know obviously makom sakana, you give them to eat. Ramesha says that bulmos also includes someone who faints, things like that. Then you just give him straight. Hagayim tarach levas. Whether you should shecht or eat the vela, whatever. that since he has to eat in the velos buchenes, so just give him the velos. Yod hachayla she'achal yom kippur and yashiv daito be'inyan she'achal levarech. That now he's feeling better. He needs the bench. Tzarech lahaska shem kippurim v'chas amazin yaf v'imazke se yalav v'yavav yom kippurim hazeh she'emir yalav v'yavav v'nei Yerushalayim. The Achronim say they don't really understand the heter because it's not the yom, you know, the svara is because it's all yom kippur, is a yomtiv. However, it's not the yom which is going to eat, it's the fact that he's a chayla. So why do you maskir yom kippur? Yom kippur you don't eat, so why would you maskir it? So a lot of the achronim are mafakrik on this, Rav Shulchan says, I don't know what the minhag of sick people are. There's no specific minhag, so a person does what he has to figure out what is appropriate. he doesn't have to. He does not have to make kiddush. Definitely does not have to make kiddush because there's no kiddush for Yom Kippur. I remember hearing a shayla about kids bench with the Aleve Yavo. I heard someone that did. To me, it's a chiddush. You already have a chayla. Already have is a chiddush. And the reason kids eat is not because of Yom Kippur. It's because kids are eating. And why? And also, if you're doing chinuch, why would you have them say something which is they're not going to say when they're adults?
The lashon of Mishnah Berurah is keiran de heter achal havi le Yom Kippurim kamo le didan shear Yom Tov.
Right.
There's a halacha of
Yom Kippur. Right, that's the svara to say it, but the other Achrayim argue and say that doesn't, it's not the day which is Gorim. Even it's like Shar Yom Tov, the day, it's only because the day is Gorim, so you're masking the day is Gorim Masuda. But the day is not Gorim Masuda, it's just because he's sick.
Right, so if you forget Yom
Kippur. Yeah, definitely, don't worry about it. Yeah, definitely, that 100%. Right. Tafresh test. This is starting about the tefillah. Leil Yom Kippur Nogin Sha'imer Shalich Tzibor B'Yeshiva Shemayla B'Yeshiva Shemata Al Dasa Mako V'Adasa Kal Anim Atirin Lispal Ima Harvar Yonim. Right, the minhag is to start off before Kol Nidre. Then we look at Kol Nidre. It's to start off with Lispal Ima Harvar Yonim because it says that you can have. You can't do a tainus unless you have a pusha Yisrael, a chelbana, shirecha ra, and therefore they have to include them. I did hear a story, whatever ma'isa, shehaya in the time of the Muhammad, they came out to the kaisel or the big tefillas tzibur here in World War II because thought that the Rommel was coming close. And so one of the, they would start, all day, all Eidus and whatever, but someone was anti-religious. And they said, okay, Chelbana, you have to include him. So I forget which Rav said, that's not Chelbana, that's what we're not, lo machnisim v'nei ha-kavod. So, the Parsha Yisrael, people, they have mistakes, but so, it doesn't, the Avrayonim, it's time to think about. Anyway,
Right. Okay.
Anusin. Right. Anusin. People. Right. Not. Whatever. Nogin shemer kol nidre. The minhag is to say kol nidre. Achach oimer shechiyanu below kois. The minhag of kol nidre is discussed in Rishonim and in Darim and then the Venutam is there's a discussion. Do you say Yom Kippur haba? And it is a discussion whether it works and how does it work and why does it work, and they say because if the person doesn't remember Kol Nidre when he's making a neder, so it shouldn't work. But Mashabura does say Hani Tanai Zeh Meino Zeicher Tanai V'Shashan Adar that does work, that the Tanai says that it shouldn't be Chal, it does work. Aruch Shulchan is Cholik and says that it doesn't work, and the whole reason we say Kol Nidre is just it's a minhag kadum, and based on the Zohar, and even if it doesn't really work for different reasons, it's a minhag to do it, and the minhag is to start is to start before Shkia, and then we say. Shechiyanu without a kais, because since there's no kais on Yom Kippur, so the kal says Shechiyanu, and they finish Shechiyanu, so everyone can quickly the kal finishes so that they can say Amen to the bracha of the chazan. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the meaning is to say Shechiyanu out loud together with the chazan, and he just finishes the bracha afterwards. I remember in different places they say Belachash or the Chazan says it out loud. Hagav Achrach Mispalim Arvis and Ma'ariv and Ogin Lomer Kol Nidre but Odul Yom you say Kol Nidre when it's still daytime. Mamshich b'Nigunim Adalayla and you Mamshich b'Nigunim until after Shkia. And each time you say it louder and louder. And they answer, Salachti kidvarecha, v'al yishane adam minig ha'ir. And a person should never change what the minig of the city was. If there is a minig or a specific minig of a certain eda, a certain group, you shouldn't start changing things around. Shil b'nigunim, opiyutim sh'ayim sham, you shouldn't change around things, even by you know, nigunim. He wants to put in, ochidah lekel or anything which is very geschmack, or you know, the newest Mordechai Mendel, well, not Mordechai Mendel anymore, but whatever, the newest singer, and they want to put in a beautiful song. You shouldn't be mishane from those nigunim. Yakub, you could add in, sing something else, I don't know, but the person has to be careful to keep the nigunim. They say that the nigunim, at least from Ashkenaz, the nigunim on the rhyme go, they can be traced all the way back to the Beis HaMikdash, Kach Shemati, of certain nigunim. So these things, the nigunim also have a makom, also have a certain kedusha. Beis below Yom Kippur and Macharosa Omrim Baruch Shem Kvod Machosah Le'olam Va'ed B'Kol Ram, because in general this Baruch Shem is something that Moshe Rabbeinu heard in Shemayim from the Malachim. But if we're not Malachim, so we and it's not part of the Psukim, so we say it quietly. But on Yom Kippur, since we're fasting and like we're like Malachim, so we do say it out loud. Gimel Imchal B'Shabbes Omrim Va'yichulu. If it's Chal on Shabbos, we say Vayichulu, Uvarcha Achas Vein Sheva, and we say Vein Sheva, V'chayisim Mekadosh Shabbos, Einu Masker Sheyom Kippurim, and you don't masker anything of Yom Kippurim, because this has nothing to do with Yom Kippur, it's only a Shabbos thing. Vein Oyo Avidu Malkeinu V'Shabbos, and we don't say Avidu Malkeinu on Yom Kippur, it's Chal on Shabbos, V'shar Slichos V'tchinas Omer B'kmo B'chol, we do say all the other slichos and tchinos, like we say on Yom Chol, which is not Avinu Malkeinu. It's interesting. The Chacham brings that the Rosh says there's a certain number of Yigilul Midos we say slichos and Yigilul Midos we say B'Shachris and Musaf, which we're not knowing. He says, I don't know. He says, says I don't understand why it's a Rishonim and it's a Tainis, and you shouldn't just do Yigilul Midos by Mariv and by Neila. I was in a place where they did actually have some Nuschos for Slichas and Yigilul Midos, and Tatan actually said Yigilul Midos on Yom Kippur. I don't know where they got the Nusach from, but Al Kopanim they did say it. It is a choshev thing. The Aruch Shulchan says, well, you know, it's because of all the, you know, we were focused so much on the beautiful nigunim, we missed the whole, you know, we missed the boat of the davening. Nowadays, you know, I don't know. I think that a lot of people in nigunim are what gives them a lot of chizuk, so therefore it helps them focus a lot more and extra. If you remember being at that minyan, extra slichos and extra whatever it is, it can be very difficult, especially if people are fasting. So, you know, that's why they stopped. I don't know. Dalit tzarich lahamid echad liyamin atshilch tzibor echad l'smalo, just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron Bechur, they stood to the yamin and to the small. So the minig is to do that by kol nidre, until after, you know, until they finish kol nidre. But not before. I'm saying not after, in a minute, not to do it afterwards. Not the rest of the tefillas. Hey, yesha oindim, avaglem kol hayom v'chol halayla. And they say that's referring to b'shas tefila. Like I said, I did hear of people that stood the whole Yom Kippur, that went to Kipshuto. Yeah, Doris Kandoinim, Al-Khopanim, the, you know, there's an Indian to stand for all tefillas. I don't know if it includes Pesukei Dezimra or not, but for at least for, you know, Chazaras HaShatz and the Avodah and everything, you know, unless a person's weak, obviously, but if a person, you know, a person should not, you know, he can lean, If he gets weak, he's allowed to lean on like lean on a stander. But again, if he can't, if obviously he could sit down. Shabir does point out that a person does have to remember, and this is a big Yetzirah, that if he has to use the bathroom, then he has to go use the bathroom. Even if it's, maybe for the Sana Toike, for any of these things, it's also loud, it's a big mashais, and you have to just, you have to go. It's a big, it is a big, it's a Yetzirah, or, right before Shemona Esrei, or Aliyah, whatever, it's important to remember that. There was a minig to sleep in the shul, and say shirah. There is a minig to alchol pati. I don't know if we do that, but we do say shirah yichud on Yom Kippur and on Zmiras. Even the people who aren't knowing it on Shabbos, because they say it's too kaddish, but they aren't knowing to say it on Yom Kippur. Hagava tov lishan brachok mina aron, and it's good. Doctors, if a person sleeps in the base medrash, he in the base knesses, he should sleep further away from the aron. Misha in a roitze lomer si shrachos v'shiras v'layla lo yishin sham. Only people who are we're saying here shrachos can sleep in the shul, not stam. I mean, obviously, I guess a person is far away, you can make a cheshbonos sleep, but that's something else. A chazanim is spalling kol yoy, lo yehiru kol alayla. Me'avin kolin kasheni yishenin. And this is someone who the shlich tzibur, he shouldn't stay up the whole night because then he won't be able to daven properly. We don't have koyches to daven properly. And anyone who if they can stay up the whole night, great. But they shouldn't be al cheshbon their davening or anything like that. Just to finish off. Also obviously didn't stay up, you should get sick from it. Just to finish off one thing, we're going back to Minyatfil B'tzibur and Choylim, is someone told me that his wife was fasting, on Yom Kippur, and she couldn't take care of the kids because she had to stay in bed in order to fast. And he said to Rav, he said, what am I supposed to do? I have to die with a minyan. How can I take care of the kids? He said, he opened the Shulchan Aruch and said, where is it saying here that you're chayav to die with a minyan? It says you're chayav to fast, and your chiv is to go ahead and be sure your wife fasts. So therefore you, so you won't die with a minyan. So do a person himself also. He's a chayla. By going to minyan, he's going to get sick. No, so you stay in bed. Minyan and davening, minyan is obviously very important, but being sure a person makes it through the fast or his wife makes it through the fast, then that is obviously more, that takes precedence.
Perfect. Who did you quote that from?